The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Audacity, which doesn't work on Mac OS Catalina currently, is to release a new version on the 10th of November, and in the meantime they've posted a workaround to make it work. The RAIN Summit Europe is on November the 13th in central London. Speakers include Ruth Fitzsimons from Podfront UK, Sarah Van Mosel from Midroll, Declan Moore from Wondery, Stephen Goldstein from Amplify Media, and radio consultant David Lloyd. We have a special link for Pod News readers, which will get you free tickets if you're quick. You'll find it in the show notes and our newsletter today. In Vancouver, in Canada, Pacific Content has hired Jonas Woost as Director of Business Development. Jonas joins from Storyhive, a film incubator run by Telus, and previously worked for CBC Music and music service Last FM. Elsewhere in Canada, in Vernon, in BC, Justin Jackson from Transistor is interviewed about how he works at his podcast company. Sky, a European pay TV broadcaster, has made a pilot of a Spotify's Studios podcast, The Receipts. And Jack Resider from Darkside Diaries, a man who knows his way around a computer or two, managed to accidentally delete all of his podcasts over the weekend. He says it's due to bad UI, and he says he selected a single episode, he hit delete. Are you sure? Yes, it deleted everything. Anyway, his podcasts are now back. If you found anything odd in your podcast host's terms and conditions, tomorrow we're covering a few of the stranger things we've found. If you've anything you'd like to confidentially tip us off about, we're at editor@podnews.net. And thank you to Podcast Taxi for becoming our latest silver supporter. They have broadcast experience and a team of producers to help you make a show your audience will love. You should be like them. In podcasts today, congratulations to Todd Cochran, who released episode 1,400 of his Geek News Central Tech News podcast recently, and Word Podcast, a popular UK music podcast with David Hepworth and Mark Ellen, has released its entire back catalogue all the way back to March 2007. It's available on Spotify and on your podcast app as well, if it supports it. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.